thank you very much for joining us on Pulse Radio. We have the Bradford Bulls chief executive, Mark Sawyer. Mark, once again, thank you for joining us. There was a significant rugby league announcement yesterday morning, and that was the UK government will inject £16 million into rugby league to help the game survive the current coronavirus pandemic crisis. What does that news mean for the Bradford Bulls, for the Dewsbury Rams, and of course the sport of rugby league?
It means that there's much needed cash flow within the sport. It's obviously a loan and not a grant, so it's got to be repaid back at some time. But it puts some much needed liquidity in the sport, certainly for the next 12 months. Anybody can see it's going to be an extremely difficult 12 months at least, and the sport itself would probably struggle surviving without government intervention, if we're honest.
If this money hadn't arrived, Mark, what were the immediate risks to rugby league clubs?
Well, it's cash flow and the ability to obviously meet your dues and demands, which for the past few months we've made great headway with the Bradford situation in particular, for getting it back on its feet. But it's plainly obvious to anybody with their own finances that if you've got virtually all the bills going out and nothing coming in, you're going to be in severe difficulties. So the cash flow allows the clubs to trade on whilst not having those important income streams flowing in, such as the obvious ones, gate receipts and sponsorship and everything else.
Mark, I guess it's keen to stress that the £16 million, the money that's been secured by the Rugby Football League from the government, is an emergency loan for the sport, and this will have to be repaid.
We're not aware of the finer detail of what sort of loan each individual club can have. I think it'll vary from club to club, apparently. That's as little as we know. And I don't know what the terms are in when it needs to go back. But at the end of the day, it's a loan. It's a loan, an essential loan, to give liquidity in the sport to keep it going.
When are you able to access this money, Mark?
The RFL are going to come up with an application form for each club to fill in. And we're going to talk about that next week. There's another link-up meeting with all clubs towards the back end of next week.
And I'm guessing with the government's job retention scheme, which is, as you know, called the furlough scheme, how has this money coming in from the government, the £16 million government lifeline and the government job retention scheme, how has that benefited the Bradford Bulls?
Well, Bradford Bulls, as much as any clubs, benefited from the furlough in that it's allowed to keep all the staff on board, whether playing, coaching or other off-field staff. It's guaranteed up to the end of June, and it's made every difference. I think serious cutbacks would have to be made across the board with clubs come to fruition. How long it'll continue is very important as well for us, with us unlikely to start playing in the foreseeable future. The £16 million loan is one what has been put in with fine detail from the RFL to cover all clubs, because there's more than wage costs, obviously, in keeping the show on the road.
Mark, clubs in the lower divisions, the Championship, and League One, would you say that those clubs are more vulnerable to playing behind closed doors, as they rely on income from ticket sales and match day revenue to a much greater extent than those in the Super League, where the Super League clubs can fall back a little bit on that TV revenue?
Yeah, obviously the Super League clubs are in a better position to fall back on the TV revenue, but many of them have substantial ticket sales, and you would imagine that somebody like Leeds or Waddington or the like will have substantial ticket sales, and their business will be badly affected, just as Championship clubs. But you're quite right, you know, there's just such important income streams when you've got a match on, whether it's your beer sales, whether it's your food sales, whether it's your ticket sales. All this money adds up
for keeping the club going. And it's difficult, as we all know, keeping Championship clubs going. And the loss of income there is a great blow. So if you were to play behind closed doors, you'd have all your expenses virtually moving forward in terms of staffing costs. You'd have extra costs in being able to put the match on even behind closed doors, and very little income coming in. Clubs would be in would be in serious strife being able to get from now to the end of the season if we were to start playing behind closed doors. Absolutely.
What's the mood amongst the other Championship chief executives and chairman, Mark? Is there a desire to try and wait out the coronavirus pandemic, or what would your personal preference be if some of this 16 million government lifeline, you know, can assist Championship clubs and those at League One level in facilitating a return when it's safe to do so, and playing behind closed doors?
Yeah, it's absolutely imperative that when we do return, we're not putting people's lives at risk, which is the most important thing. But if we could get over that hurdle, there's obviously the financial aspect of restarting. But if we've got an opportunity of completing the season and it can be done, we need to take it, you know. There's a handful of clubs in the Championship have invested strongly in having an opportunity to get promoted.